This prayer practice is imaginative prayer. It invites you to be present in the story that you are reading from Scripture. It invites you to see it and feel it and experience it in a new way. It's a really helpful mindfulness practice where we can just pause and experience God's living word and wonder what it means for us in this exact moment. So you will choose a text that you want to read from Scripture. You might go back to one of the texts we heard this past Sunday, or you might pull up another gospel text that seems interesting to you. This is really helpful with stories, with narratives, especially in Scripture. So the first thing we do is get comfortable. Take some deep, quieting breaths to get ready to begin this prayer practice. We ask Holy Spirit to guide our meditation, to be present with us in the listening, in the wondering, in the curiosity, in the experiencing. And then I invite you to pause this and read through your passage one time, preferably out loud if you can, or even better if you can have someone else read it to you or find something online where it can be read aloud to you so you can close your eyes and listen. And then once you are done with that, come back to this. Now that you've read through the story once, you'll read through it again in just a moment, but let these questions inform your imagination as you read through it again. Imagine that you are one of the characters mentioned in the story, or one of the characters assumed to be in the story. It might be someone who's not named but is clearly there. As you choose this character or let it choose you, you might find that you kind of switch partway through the story. Try to pay attention in this as you're reading the story or hearing the story even better. What do you see around you? What do you hear? What might you smell? Are there any tastes in your mouth? What do you notice? How does it feel to be there, to be experiencing this situation on that particular day? Maybe even wonder about the temperature, the clothes on your body, the emotions that you feel. Let any of those questions sort of inform your imagination as you read through the passage again, or better still, if you can hear it read to you out loud. So go ahead and pause this now and hear your story again. Now that you've read your story again, the last piece is to pause. Don't pause this podcast, but pause and simply rest in God's presence. So I will wrap up now and invite you to continue on resting in Jesus' presence, especially if he features in this story and you can find yourself with him in your imagination. If he's not in this story, wonder how he might show up. And take some time to just rest in his presence. Take as long as you need there before you head back out into your day.